Reaching into the mailbag now. Your memories of September 11th, 2019, and then the days that followed. I mean, that's seared into the memory of so many Americans, myself included. The eerie silence at night because there were no planes in the air. Talking to people, asking them what they thought. The conspiracy theories, the comments, the concern, the anger, the angst, the emotion. A lot of tears. A lot of conversations focusing on what had happened and what we should do about it. John wrote me this. Two things stand out in my memory. I felt an immediate need to help the victims. I sent a check right away. A lot of people did that, John. I think it was sort of my way to respond. I also remember the absence of aircraft, as I just mentioned. In the night sky following the several days, all flights were grounded. It must have been what it was like before there was air travel. It's true, John. We sent money. So many memories. And here's, I want to share one of them with you here. Because if you saw this, it evokes powerful emotions and memories. If you didn't see it, you should. After the attacks, a couple of days had passed. George W. Bush, the president, shows up at Ground Zero. And he grabs a bullhorn and he's surrounded by first responders and those digging through the rubble and trying to figure out and make sense of everything that they're seeing. And there's the president. And he jumps up and grabs that megaphone and puts his arm around a firefighter that's standing there. Totally spontaneous. Leadership is what this is. Go with it. It's bite number four.
I want you all to know that America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens. I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Still gives you chills, doesn't it? Just to hear that, the emotion of the president, well, no matter what you thought of George W. Bush, that moment, you couldn't help but be an American. To embrace that emotion, to embrace this nation, to come together as one. When we put politics aside, we hugged our children and we loved harder and we thought deeper. And now we're in a place that's very different from that, a long way away. Ron writes, I was driving to a scheduled construction meeting, listening to Don Imus in the morning. They reported the first plane as a small Cessna plane or helicopter had run into the World Trade Centers. They thought it was a traffic reporting plane. As I walked into the meeting, a TV was on in the lobby. When the second plane hit, the meeting room was filled with 20 to 30 contractors. I told them what had happened. Told everyone to go home. I told everyone to go home to hug your family and to pray. That's right, Ron. That's what a lot of us did. Go ahead. We're going to call Ellie, calling me from Chelsea, Michigan. Ellie, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Yes, I was 60 when that happened, so I'd been through World War II and knew very well the patriotism back then. And my not understandable, but maybe so. My first thought was, where are we going to get the young men to fight? They're going to say, nobody's going to tell me what to do. And, you know, knowing what a lot, not all, but a lot of kids are this day and age. And then the second thought was, we're probably going to end up apologizing to the Muslims for what happened. That's all.
Thank you so much for checking in today. You know, one of my friends, Carl Higbee, who is also on America's Voice with me, he decided on the 11th of September, 2001, 18 years ago today, to join the military. He became a Navy SEAL as a result of September the 11th. There was a lot of patriotism, a lot of that kind of patriotism where people left their jobs and joined the military and signed up and went to fight. To stand up for this country, to be part of something bigger. And that they did. From Denny, I get this. Steve, I was always listening to the radio, then the news flash of a small plane hitting one of the towers. So I flipped on the news just in time to see the second plane and not a small one hit the tower. I knew it was on at that point and I wanted revenge. You know, a lot of people saw that second plane hit. I was one of them. I was surprised because I was coming home with my mother from a dentist appointment and had gotten a call from a couple of people. Are you seeing what's going on? No. And well, turn on your radio. And I heard the radio reports that were going on about a plane hitting one of the Twin Towers. And then I walked into her home and watched the second plane hit the tower live on television. A moment that probably I will never forget. Up on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page right now, you can find a video. It's incredible video that was found by way of Freedom of Information Act requests and compiled together, and it's from the ground level. It's a very telling story. You should go there and look at it and check it out. It's Steve Gruber, the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. It's a very different perspective and well worth your time. Share it with your kids and grandkids, people that weren't here on 9/11. So they can fully appreciate the magnitude of that day and what it means to you and I and to so many millions more. September the 11th on the Steve Gruber Show.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.